This is Lil.
And this is Tam.
And we're the Barely Bougie Mamas. So I drove all the way out here for an hour.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
we're going to go to an estate sale.
Tammy got me to go into my first estate sale, because I always think they just glorify garage sales.
Yes, they are. Praise the Lord. But it's everything. So, like, it's everything. So, like, this person, I'm sure they passed away, right? So, rest in peace. But it's a whole closet of, like, handmade sweaters, hand-knitted sweaters, patterns. Don't you sew?
No, not like that.
Don't one of the girls sew?
Yeah, they
want to
learn how to sew.
She has patterns in here. So I've already been inside because I was waiting for Liliana. No, That's a lie. I wasn't waiting. I tried to get over here and get back home within the 30 minutes that you said you would be here. You said 9:28 is when you'd be here.
Uh-huh.
And it started at 9. So I got here at 9 thinking.
You could make it in and make it out.
Yeah. But there's so much stuff.
But I'm looking for a piece of furniture so that I can finish cleaning my room, because I said I was going to do it this COVID, clean out my closet. So I got, like, you know, 2 more weeks before the end of the year.
COVID's supposed to be over. Ain't COVID almost over?
COVID part one is over.
Right? They say this is the third swing of it.
I know, right? But this looks like somebody's grandma's house.
Yes. Indeed. Also, she knew the people that lived here. Because she was in the house. She was like, I knew they had this. So I just seen one of the neighbors come over and go back in. And so she was like, I told you she had that. I knew they was going to be selling that. So they knew the person that lived here.
Damn.
Well, because the amount of crystal, it's insane.
Yeah. But you know what? That was a thing for women of a certain age.
Yeah.
Crystal.
But, like, it's interesting. Like, I don't know if I want y'all to do this for me if I die.
My plan is to never have enough stuff to afford an estate sale.
I already know. I think the way hoarding is set up in me. Sign your name on the list.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
I don't plan to have this much stuff at all.
I know I'm going to.
So, you know, last week's episode, we talked about our purpose and all stuff.
Did you enjoy it? I enjoyed that episode.
I did. I had a good time. So what's funny is this week, 2 people have called me about an architectural stuff on the side. 2 people.
See?
So I was like, well, I keep asking the universe for what's my purpose, and architecture shit still keep coming up. So maybe
it is something in there.
Maybe it is my purpose. One of them, I was like, you don't need an architect. You need a civil engineer. Here, go do that. And then the other lady, I'm going to see this afternoon and see where that goes.
That's nice.
But it was one of those things where I was like, wow, check that out. Things just keep coming.
I realize I don't have, this is going to sound crazy, I don't have much confidence in myself.
Right? Because the thing is that I called one of my classmates, my architectural classmates from architecture school. We actually went to high school together. We've known each other our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like the best student. He used to get A's. He was the best designer, blah, blah, blah. And he never got licensed, and he's doing something else, but still in construction. And so I called him to talk to him about this prospect. And he was like, yeah, you know, I tried to take the test and I didn't pass a couple of times. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I got lucky. And I started to say I got lucky. And then I was like, no.
You put in that work.
I put in the work, and I'm smart enough. What are you talking about? You got lucky. Stop saying that shit. And he even said that. He was like, it wasn't no luck, girl. And, you know, it's just like, stop doing that to myself. I have to stop doing that to myself. So it's a thing.
For me, I just got it. It's the confidence thing. Like, I don't know. And then also just, it's the accepting. Like, as much as I act like I accept my strangeness, I don't.
Right. Because still talk about it as strangeness.
Exactly. Right? So there's that part. Oh, God. Okay. What is that episode going to be about today?
I don't know. Because we got to do a double episode because I'm traveling.
Oh, then we could talk about why the fuck are you traveling.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, over there. You have to sign in and it will call.
I don't know. This is going to be fun. Because they got a gang of stuff, too.
I know. Look at that.
He got a container. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get a container and fill it up.
I am not trying to do that. I'm actively not trying to do that. Because it's funny. I said I'm looking for a dresser, but I was driving through out of Big Lots, and the house across the street had a dresser that was free. And I sat in the driveway looking at it because it was right across the street.
Okay, we going in.
Now?
Shoots and ladders.
Video game. Not video games. Board games.
Board games, but old school classic board games.
Well, see, she must have been a teacher or something. That's the only thing I can think.
Girl talk, memory. But a teacher from what year, though, man?
Well, this looks like shit from when I was a kid.
Flinch?
I don't know what that is.
It's the famous card game.
That's what it says
on the box. Wait, let me dig. Interesting. So, with having 5 people in a family, there's always something that can be cleaned up, right?
Right, yeah.
There's always something that you can clean up. I don't particularly like that. I don't like that. So, yeah, I just don't like that. So what we did, I really tried to get all my boxes unpacked. But it was something about unpacking the boxes and then the house being messy. I didn't know where do you put more stuff where everything is a mess?
Right.
So we hired someone. They came and they cleaned. Semi-deep cleaning.
Yeah. Well, it was one person, right?
Two. Okay. One person and a child or a youth.
A youth.
The youth's gonna play. So, yeah. So it was one person and a youth. And they did the thing.
You know, that's who deep cleaned my house last year, or the end of 2018. I can't remember. I think I did it around December as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mom and her daughter, her teenage daughter, and they came and they cleaned. And like I said, they moved furniture and my craft room. They actually cleaned off my craft desk, which I was a little bit don't be touching my shit. But also, ooh, look, my craft desk is clean, you know?
Yeah, I'm a little on both of those because... Yeah. I'm unorganized in an organized way, in my opinion. I know where all my shit is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But once you move it, and that's what happened. So, fast forward, there's 5 people in the house, and one person decides to hire somebody to come and do some deep cleaning.
and don't tell nobody else.
Yeah, she mentions it. She mentions it. Loosely mentions it. And after it was over, it was where are the toothpicks?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have Q-tips? I know we have Q-tips. Where is the can opener? So little stuff like that I wasn't really ready for. I didn't let them clean my office at all. I just said no. I was like, you can mop and everything, but don't touch anything around
my
desk.
That's different. You can't be in a meeting trying to find out where your notes are.
I was like, leave my whole desk alone.
Yeah.
So... Now she's supposed to be coming back today, and it felt like everybody hated that she came.
Don't, listen, there's a thing. You got to be I don't,
I can't live in this dirty house. The house has to get cleaned. If you want things, she will only put things back where they are. She will put things back. If they're not where they belong, she will find a place for them. So you have to, if you want something, if you want the Q-tips on the right side of the sink.
I got to put them there.
You got to put the Q-tips on the right side of the sink. If you want the can opener in the utility drawer in the kitchen as opposed to the silverware drawer, that's where they need to be. Most cleaning people won't rearrange your stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I went with black people. I just want to make that known that it was intentional. Because, you know, I ain't going to listen. How do I not sound racist right now? I don't know how to not sound racist in this moment with the thought that I'm about to say.
Say it and I'll tell you if it's racist.
The Latina lady fucking cleaned the fuck out of my house. Like, she cleaned it. And she didn't rearrange anything.
That's what I'm saying.
She literally stacked. Mm-hmm. She was like, okay, well, we're going to stack this here. We're going to stack this here. Black lady, she cleaned it. But you could tell that I hadn't really moved all the way into shit. So she rearranged shit.
With the
like the layout of the living room.
The Latino lady didn't do it in this new house without Semi moved in. She did it in a house where you guys were already established. See, that's something different.
True.
That's something different. I had a black Latina do it one time. She came with her crew of four.
Honey, the crew. So what kind of boo? This is a fucking hella bougie conversation.
Listen. This is the thing, right? I don't like to clean. That is not synonymous with I don't know how to clean.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So Nick always made fun of me because every apartment we moved into, the first thing I would do is get in there with my bleach and Ajax and clean everything down the baseboard, all my hands and knees, everything. After 6 months, he'd be like, we gonna clean the kitchen? Why? It's fine. I clean everybody else's dirt off, and then I can live in my own dirt.
I guess that's the same thing. Like, when I moved here, I cleaned. But I didn't scrub clean. They had some people clean it, and then I mostly just did my magic-y things with the sage and Palo Santo and some Florida water, and I wiped some stuff down. So this was the first really proper big cleaning.
Big clean. And you guys been in here how long? 3 months? 2 months?
Yeah. 4 months.
4 months, yeah. So
I guess it's not that bad. I see some, like, I have a homegirl, bless her heart, her well-organized heart. She moved into her apartment. And it's not a little apartment. It's a 3-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she moved into her 3-bedroom apartment.
That's not like a townhouse.
Or a town, or maybe called townhouse. You know, I don't know names of stuff. Mm-hmm. But she moved into her dwelling. And I came over after choir rehearsal and she was unpacking. Mm-hmm. That was one Saturday. Two Saturdays later, I came back.
Everything was
unpacked, decorated, shit hung on the walls, matching curtains, and it was bomb.
But that's a priority. You have to have that as a priority.
It sure ain't. But that's, you know, and so I'll give it to her. She's the one to bring it full circle. She's the one that was like, you know, one of our other homegirls. She was like, yeah, the other homie, she goes everything by flea markets and thrift stores. So it takes her longer to get her space set up the way she wants it. But when it is, it's set up.
And it feels like her.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? You right. You like, you right. I sure do want that. So that's why this whole estate sale thing has been like
your thing now.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's something to be said for having an IKEA catalog house, right? Like, you walk into the room and you can see that they got this.
Yeah.
All of that.
The
from
two
IKEA.
Chairs, the chairs match. Everything fucking matches exactly.
Right. And it's clean and neat and organized. And there's something to be said for a flea market house, like a more
eclectic is what my dad used to call it.
Yes, I was.
No, that eclectic is the nice way to say it. My dad used to say, "Y'all gypsy ass niggas."
But yes, and there's something to be said for that aesthetic. Yeah. And so what it is that you cannot equate the two, right?
True.
You have to decide which one you're going to be. Are you going to be the IKEA
It goes
person?
Back to confidence. What is it about the pandemic? Like, Tam's confidence is not where it used to be.
Well.
All of, not just the pandemic, but I think that purpose conversation that we had really made me be like, it provoked thought on like, are you really, or have you figured out a way to make it seem like that you're confident and that you're in your purpose? Are you really, or have you just figured out a way to always seem like it?
Oh, is it authentic or is it just a show?
Not even a show, because it's not for anybody to see, but it's like
you could be.
It's like my power of positive thought or the law of attraction stuff, you know. You believe the unbelievable, but the whole point is you're supposed to actually believe it. You're not supposed to, you don't like, okay, so when somebody has faith in God.
Right.
They have faith in God, period.
Right.
They don't question whether they believe in God.
Right.
They know that they know that they know. And I don't always have that with myself. And that's the part that sucks. I want to know that I know that I know that I'm comfortable who I am and how I am and however I speak to people, that I know that I know that I know I believe myself and I'm coming from an authentic place and I'm not, there's no jealousy, there's no envy, there's no other pieces underneath it that are making me think different or like think that
or
I
shaking
need,
your foundation in, yeah, in what you believe.
Yeah.
I don't know that
where you get it.
I don't know that in your analogy of Christians. I don't know that all Christians are ever always like that. That's why you go to church, that's why you read your Bible. That's why you affirm
yeah.
what you believe.
So I just use the God one because it's like everybody knows that. Like
you,
it's a very known, like if you believe in God, you're supposed to
believe in God.
And that's supposed to be the end of the sentence.
You're supposed to be like Job.
Job, yeah.
You know, sitting on ash cloths and in rags and shit and still believe in God.
Hey, so, you know, I know the Bible through songs. So, you remember Job was sick so long, everything he had was gone. But Job knew that he knew that God would deliver him.
Right. And so
that's why I had to do the whole verse for you to know that I knew what you were talking about.
And say in that, I think that we are trying, because I feel the same way, like, excuse me, some days I'm like, yeah, I'm the bitch, I'm the boss lady, blah, 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 I got this. And then the next day I'd be like, bitch, you don't really got this.
Yeah. But think about it. Like, one of the things that we learned somewhere, that when you say something negative or you hear a negative comment about yourself, it takes
15.
10 or 15 positive comments to counteract it. So as much as I'm sitting here and saying, Tamara, you're a homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
I have...
Live in that beer.
Yeah, I'm a homeowner. I have two children that are basically healthy.
Well-rounded, happy. Healthy mentally and physically.
Yeah, basically healthy mentally and physically. I have a fairly healthy relationship. We argue, we make love, we talk, we ignore each other, we play, we don't play. You know, like, I have a fairly healthy marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, why are you looking at any other situation?
Right.
And like...
comparing yourself or trying to...
Or just questioning. It's not even always a compare. It's just questioning. It goes to... Yeah, it's interesting. It goes to, like, I seen a post from one of my poet from the poetry community folks, mm-hmm. right? And it was like, shout out to all these other poetry community people. Grammy nominations, best-selling books. These are my peers.
Right.
These were my peers.
This is what you started with them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That part, it feels fucking weird. I'm not going to lie. Because... I guess I chose a different path, and I don't even know if that was the path I was going on. I was never headstrong on having to write a book
or getting accolades and the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't. I like to win, but I don't like to beg for accolades. It's so interesting how it works, but yeah. So seeing that post, I was like, dang. What's stopping you from writing a book? Nothing, except for the desire. I don't have a desire to write a book. That's why there's no book written.
Ashay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so like, but my issue, because now we're just venting. My issue is wondering, why can't I just acknowledge that? Like I don't have a desire to write a book of self-help anything. Mm-hmm. I don't have a desire to write a whole novel about my life or parts of my life to help anybody. I don't at all. I'd love to share my story orally a few times and help a few people, but I don't even want to be known for the tragedies and the traumas that I've gone through. So I don't even want to talk about that a whole bunch anyway. So I'm doing what I want to be doing. I'm making good money. I'm being myself.
You're doing this podcast.
I'm doing this podcast,
which is orally explaining your life, but not necessarily focusing on the trauma of,
or anything specific. It's just sharing.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I can still look and be like, dang, why you didn't write a book?
Because that's what social media does.
Is it social media again? Are we back at our first fucking episode of the podcast? Mm-hmm. Yeah, slap me with a fucking cell phone, man.
I know.
Slap me with an iPad,
I have
yo.
A friend who has a flip phone. Not a flip phone. The ones right after flip phones.
Oh, a Sidekick?
Yeah, like the IKEA ones, not Nokia ones.
Mm-hmm, the Nokia Sidekick.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah. That's what she has. She's like, I don't need nothing else. I need something to call in case of an emergency.
Right. Because, so here's what I've gotten pretty good at. I shouldn't say this out on podcast. I do most of my social media looking during work time.
I actually stopped doing that.
Oh, really?
But let me tell you the I forgot the phrase you used, but the downside of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I upgraded my iPhone. So I have the old iPhone that has Facebook and Instagram on it and Twitter and YouTube. My cell phone that works and has that is the current one doesn't have any. I took it off of all of those such that I leave the social media cell phone in the house, and then I use the phone cell phone for work.
Okay.
But what happens is at the end of the day, I am so pressed to get updated.
I thought he was in there.
At the end of the day, I'm so pressed to see what happened on IG, to see what happened on Twitter, to see what happened on Facebook, that Nick said to me the other day, "You always in your phone when I want to talk to you, just you know, ooh, laughing and looking at your IG. You don't never want to talk to me." Because before, when I was failing at work, I was spending time on IG.
Right.
So it's like, so what's the common denominator here? IG is the problem.
Yeah.
It's not work. It's not my marriage.
So let's get off of social media for all of January at the top of the year. We just do. We record our podcast. Come on. You can do your fix. Come on. Let's do something like the Daniel fast, but from social media.
Social media. We just post the podcast and that's it?
Just post our podcast. Or we only use that account. The Barely Bougie account. So both of us sign into that account. That's our main account. We like things from that account. We have to look at shit from that account. We make that account be popping. But all the other stuff, none. Because for me, YouTube is the devil. It's not Instagram. For me, it is not Instagram, nor is it Facebook. It is YouTube and the rabbit holes of anything. I can go down any rabbit hole I want. I mean, and I will.
Right.
Whether it's fake nails, microblading, Real Housewives of anything, the basketball wives of every city, loving hip-hop, I'll just fall down those holes. And I'll definitely be failing at work because I'm damn watching the whole show.
And YouTube is tricky because it's like, it's only 7 minutes.
Yeah.
It's only 7 minutes. And an hour and a half later, you'd be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. But I've gotten pretty good to where I will, rather than do 7 minute video, I will find an hour long YouTube video
and let it play
in the background, and I'll listen to it. And as I did downtime on whatever work paperwork I'm doing, I can just stare and look at it. But I can't do Facebook. I guess I do have it kind of under control, because once I'm off of work, I just play my game. My game is the problem. It's not
social media.
It's the game. The game is the problem. But I notice that these feelings, these inadequacy feelings, come when I involve myself in the social media games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an observation I can for sure say. When I engage, like, it's one thing just to look.
Just to scroll past.
But once I engage and say, oh, congratulations, and then I get a bunch of comments and I know what everybody, I don't want to fucking know what anybody says. Everybody. Why do I have to hear everybody's comment? If I told you happy birthday, do I really need to know that the other 50 people said happy birthday under me?
I think I've turned off my notifications because I don't get that. Or maybe I don't, because I don't really comment.
Oh, okay. I comment.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know that I look at the notifications like that. Or the DMs like that.
I look at the notifications. I don't know. But yeah, think about it. When you get back from your trip, let's see if we can do January.
You know what? I'm down for it. I'll try it.
It's going to be hard for me. January is, you know, my birthday time.
I thought your birthday was February something.
January 31st, the last
day. Oh, I thought it was February. Yeah.
So I do like to do a countdown before my birthday, but at the same time, it also gives like pressure for the countdown. Like, I remember last year I was like, oh my God, I don't even have a birthday outfit. And I was like, well, you're not going anywhere but to work. Why do you need a birthday outfit?
I get a birthday outfit every year.
I know you do.
So I don't see why that would be a problem.
But it was only for the picture.
And?
I'm not interested in that.
But...
No. If I'm not going anywhere to eat something, to see something, to be seen in said outfit, I am not buying said outfit just to take a photo in. I can't.
Okay, but wait. So you wanted the photo for the gram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I've done birthday outfits my whole...
You do birthday outfits and scrapbook the shit, so I'm sure there's...
You got that right. That's exactly right. But it's also like a moment in time.
Yeah.
It's also a capture of a moment in time. Mm-hmm. And I have done birthday outfits. That was one of the things, the few times we got new clothes when we were kids was for our birthday. So it is a thing for me to have a birthday outfit. So, yeah. But if you're just doing it to go get on the gram and your real birth, and you're not doing it just to celebrate you.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Like that's why I didn't do it, because I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm literally about to buy an outfit that'll just be a cute photo.
That's a problem.
I didn't do it, so it's not actually a physical problem. It was a thought that I was like, damn, bitch, is this what you're really thinking that you're about to do? This is not the move. Like, you should know better.
That's growth.
Hey, Ashe, I'll take it. I'll take some growth. We started off talking very bougie this afternoon about cleaning people, the hiring of cleaning folks, and
so I'm gonna give my cleaning lady a cash bonus for Christmas.
Oh, well, how long has she been working with you?
It's been about a year.
Wait, I mean, didn't you give your nanny a car or something like that once? Or you gave your nanny a car?
Yeah,
I used to do some hella bougie shit back in the day.
Pre-pandemic.
Your pre-pandemic bougie was top-notch. Grade A, bitch.
So, yeah, I'm going to give her... Because at first I was like, oh, I should get her a Christmas gift. And my cousin was like, she don't want a fucking Christmas gift. Give her cash. Like, you know... Mm-hmm. Maybe a little token or, you know, a little something. But for the most part, give her cash. So I'm going to give her, I pay her $75 a week, so I'll give her another $75.
In a holiday card?
That's
the ain't got to that level in this relationship. This is only the second time, and I'm trying to figure out how to basically tell her not to clean nothing. Because it was like... There was so much to do. By the time she got to the stuff that was important to me, it was done half-assed.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the things I asked you. How long was she here? You know, because you have to... Nick doesn't get this. He didn't get this until we had a cleaning lady. You have to clean the house so the cleaning lady can clean the house. Mm. You have to move the junk. You have to...
You need to get the trash out of the way. That's really, for me, it's the trash. The trash needs to be out of the way, and then the basic stuff, like dishes are in the sink, put them in the dishwasher, so that's just done. So that when she's coming, they can just clean off the counters.
She can actually clean the sink.
Yeah, and clean the counter faucet. And clean the sink and the faucet. That's it.
Right.
Not washing your scummy tea cup.
Exactly. But, well, like, because the other bougie thing I do is I take my laundry to the Fluff and Fold.
Oh, I remember Fluff and Fold. Fluff and Fold was one of my very first bougie experiences. Go ahead and tell the people what Fluff and Fold is, Liliana. They may not know.
Listen, bitch, you take your dirty clothes to the wash, to the laundromat,
yep.
And you come back an hour or afternoon in the or two
few
hours.
Few hours.
Depending on how much shit you got. And everything is folded. All the panties are in one stack. All the bras are in one stack. All the t-shirts are in one stack. All the jeans are in one stack.
And washed.
Washed and folded. All you got to do is bring that shit home in that plastic
bag.
And
just put them into your...
Put them where they belong.
Mm-hmm. Even with that, here's a barely bougie tip. Don't take your blankets and your sheets and your towels
and don't
or
take
your
jeans. Because they do it...
By weight.
And so, if you only have 5 jeans, that's what, 6 pounds or so?
Maybe. Just wash those yourself at home.
Because it's only five pairs of jeans. That's what I wash my jeans and my underwear. I don't let them. I used to let them wash my panties, but I don't do that no more. I wash it myself.
Yeah. I haven't done that in so long. Oh, gosh, I miss it. Because we used to go, and it'd be 12 or 13 loads. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, what? I keep thinking, like... Why do we have that many loads of fucking laundry?
I finally cleaned out my room. My room has been a mess for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not big. And it just felt like... I kept feeling like clothes were coming in on us. So yesterday, that's what I did. I sorted my clothes for the Fluff and Fold. And then I took out everything out of the drawers and just like trash... Goodwill, everything. And I still took 3 full bags to the laundromat. And I do not have space for 3 full bags of clothes when they get back.
Oh.
So I have to do something about it. It's not okay to have that many clothes. So part of what I'm going to do is put some of them in the garage. Like the summer stuff. We're in California. We don't necessarily have a summer and a winter. But we got hot ass summer and warm ass winter. So there are some things, like I won't wear my Uggs in the summer, ever. But I won't wear flip-flops in the winter. So I can move some of that. I can start rotating my...
It always reminds me think of that Cosby Show episode.
Where Rudy wanted to
wear that summer dress. And I remember being like, summer dress.
Right.
Winter clothes put away.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
When I got to D.C., I fucking understood.
I
never got it.
Because my little California brain was like, why she can't wear that? What's wrong?
What's wrong? Well, so you know what? I guess me living in the valley, the desert now, I get it.
Yeah.
Because I need to do it for my daughter. Because I don't know if you've seen her outfit today. She got on a onesie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a summer onesie.
Mm-hmm.
Shorts and like sleeveless. With no socks, just running around in the house.
Doesn't it have an X in the back?
It might. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's casual summer wear. But with the pandemic, we ain't going nowhere, so I don't really care. Whatever the fuck you want.
Right. But you in the house. If you
I do like the idea of storing some of these clothes. But then, for kids, they grow out of them.
They grow out of it. That's the issue with kids. So, theoretically, you should... Like, what I know what I did when they were little, when they were toddlers and small children, is I would go through, like, Ari's the oldest, so I would go through her clothes. Whatever she couldn't fit anymore, I passed down to JoJo, and I would, you know, do the pass down thing. And then Ari would have the least amount of clothes, because I had to buy her clothes brand new. And JoJo would, you know, like, I would cull everything, and Karina would put it away. And then I kind of got out of it when they stopped growing so quickly. Because, you know, like...
Between birth and six, it's like...
Every 6 months.
Yeah, outfits are changing. Now, it's not so much. Like we messed up because... Not messed up. At the start of the pandemic, in February,
mm-hmm.
I was buying Samaya 7-8
right.
clothes. She's 8 years old. She turned 8 in January. So in February, I was buying her 7-8 clothes. It is now December.
And you haven't bought her
any? I cannot. She cannot fit any of the 7-8 clothes. And I just assumed she was still 7-8. So I went and bought her something. And it was like, bro, I can't wear this.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a full out 10.
Right.
So then I was like, oh, wow, you wear the same size as my son. Not thinking that if your daughter... gained probably 20 pounds or whatever in size
mm-hmm.
that the boy did too. So I bought him 10, 12. And he was like, Mom, no, I can't wear this. So I guess he's a 14, but he's only 12. Or maybe they're 12, 14. I don't know how they do sizes. Sizes are weird.
Especially kid sizes.
Especially little. So you don't know, you don't have this one.
Mm.
The boys. Because he wears a size 10 shoe.
Boy foot
like no man,
he's got a size 10 man foot.
Yes, his foot is big. What size are you wearing women's shoes?
11.
He's probably nearing your size, because I wear 9.5 and his foot is bigger than mine.
Wow.
So he wears about a 10 in men.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to like try to measure. He has like a 30 inch waist.
Mm.
So he's extra small men.
Right.
But then he's not husky boys. Husky boys is too big. So it's like,
Listen, I know the issue of these tweens. It is a problem. Because JoJo is the same. Well, no, JoJo is still... JoJo is the reverse problem.
She's too skinny.
And she won't give up any of her little clothes.
Of her little clothes.
Her little clothes. She's still squeezing into shit that she really should not wear. I know it's cutting her coochie. And she's still putting them on them leggings. I'd be like, JoJo, it's time to give those to Karina. No, I can still wear them. Why she got my clothes on? So she won't give it up.
JoJo is not going to fuck with you. JoJo is like, listen, these are mine. And I'm going to wear them until Karina can't fit them.
Pretty much. That's where we are. So... but yeah, the same with the same issue you have with Adala I had with Ari.
Because she was so tall.
She was too tall and too big for the little kids' clothes. But she was too small for the adult, or even the juniors. Because at least women have junior section.
Yeah, they don't.
Men don't have...
But she wasn't curvy, is for the junior section. And then if you try to get the husky is just husky, plus not size. Long. They don't have like long. Like my kids are not... thick per se, but some parts of them are just long.
Yeah.
Like their feet and their legs.
It's a mess.
But.
Always remember,
you're the right parent for your child.